क्या? अरे भाई बंधु, भाई बंधु से उतरा ही नहीं लेता, तुम भी केवट हम भी केवट। मैं छोटी नदी का केवट और तुम
बड़ी नदी का,
सागर का तुम केवट हो जाए। तो हम परात पार करा देते हैं इस नौका से इस नदी को, और तुम हमको भाव सागर से पार करते। रामचंद्र जी फिर मुस्कुराने लगे और उसके ऊपर में कृपा दृष्टि दी। वो भवसागर से पहले ही कर गया, उनकी दृष्टि रामचंद्र जी उस बात पहुंचे। उस बात पहुंचने के बाद में कैसे चित्त सूख में पहुंचे हैं, कैसे विदाई हुई और उधर सुने। और इधर क्या होता है भरत के अकुल कुछ दिखाई देने लगे, रक्त की वर्षा होने लगी, वहां आंधी चलने लगी, और गीदड़ रोने लगे, कौवे रोने लगे, अंग बांग अंग फड़कने लगा। तुम्हें क्या हो गया? बहुत चेष्टा करने पर भी जब कुछ नहीं हुआ। इतने में देखा क्या, अयोध्या से दो दूर को महाराज को कहकर नरेश को उनके नाना और उनके बेटे अपने मामा दोनों को प्रणाम किया और बोले गुरु जी ने भक्त सत्यों को जल्दी से बुलाया है, कल ही आप आदेश करें हमारे साथ में अभी चले। उन्होंने कहा सोचा जी क्यों आदेश दिया, और ये सब हम कुछ नहीं। गुरु जी ने कहा कि कुछ मतलब उनको लेकर के जल्दी से आ जाओ। तो वो नाना जी को प्रणाम किया और मामा को प्रणाम किया और फिर वहां से रथ में बैठ करके आ गए। देखा है कि अयोध्या पूरी विधवा जैसी सुनसान, उनके स्वागत के लिए कोई नहीं, कोई भी नहीं, सड़कें सुन्य है। और कुछ लोग जो सड़कों पर थे उनको देख करके घृणा से गिरा दिए। यही क्या बात है, राजमहल के द्वार पर आए तो देखा कि कैसे ही वहां पर उपस्थित है मथुरा के साथ में, और कहते ही का मन का सिंदूर और सफेद का पड़ता ही है। उन्होंने कहा भैया पिताजी कहा? पिताजी अभी पहुंची जाते घर पर। तो ये सफेद कपड़े क्यों? महाराज जी सिधार गए, मैं विवाह हो गया। राम भैया कहा क्यों नहीं आए, लक्ष्मण जी क्यों नहीं आए? वो मन को बता रहे क्यों, क्या बात है बेटा, मैंने सब तुम्हारे लिए किया, ये तुम राज्य सीखो बैठे हुए मेरे लिए किया। ग्राम और सिंगरी है पर जी रोने लगे और बोला कि यदि तुम हमारी रामचंद्र जी यदि हम पर नहीं बिगड़ते अभी तुम्हारी हत्या कर दी। उनके दर्शन में कुछ नहीं बोल रहा। इतने में मथुरा सामने आए तो सत्यकृष्ण जी ने उसको फूंकते को एक पैर से मारा। यहाँ वो तो रोटी चिल्लाने लगी और दूसरा उठाया जब इसको खत्म कर देंगे। भरत जी ने उनको रामचंद्र जी हमारे परमात्मा संतुष्ट हो जाएंगे है जिथा। इसके बाद में कौन सी क्या मैया देख करके रोने लगे, भैया मैं ये क्या हुआ कर हमारे से शरीर नहीं आ। रोने लगे तो वो भी रोने लगे, सब तरह से थर के उनको दिलाए। फिर मैं जानता हूँ तुमने दोस्तों खैर ये सब के बाद में भरत जी ने कहा मैं अभी कल सवेरे मैं रामचंद्र जी को बुलाने के लिए जाएंगे, मैं जाऊंगा। हमारे साथ में गुरु जी रहेंगे, उनकी पत्नी रहेंगी, अयोध्या के जो बड़े बड़े प्रमुख लोग हैं, सारे मंत्री हैं, हमारी चतुर्मिनी सेना है, और राम को अभिषेक करने के लिए जो वस्तुएं अब यहाँ पर लाई गई थी वो सारी वस्तुएं साथ में चल, हम वहीं पर उनका राज्याभिषेक करेंगे और उनको मना करके दे आएंगे। सारे अयोध्या पर मैं जाऊंगा, मैं जाऊंगा, किसी घर पर रहने वाला कोई नहीं, किसी बूढ़े बूढ़े का इधर उधर रखकर सारी अयोध्या सुनसान छोड़कर के चित्रकूट के उनके साथ राम को मनाने के लिए हाथी घोड़े चतरंग सेना सभी सही। जब प्रयाग पर आए सिंगेपुर में आए तो राजा के सैनिकों ने तू तो खबर दिया नरेश को महाराज भरत चतुर्वेदी सेना के साथ में आ रहा है, क्यों आ रहा है? क्या राम का भक्त करने के लिए? क्या सैनिकों का देश तो चक्कर में हो जाओ, प्राण चले जाने की तो भक्त को आगे नहीं बढ़ने दें। उसके किसी मंत्री ने कहा कि इतना भक्त कीजिए, देखिए ये भक्त की भावना तो पहले जाइए देखिए फिर कैसी है, इसके बाद में आता हो गया। बड़े स्थान जोड़ करके गया और उनका मनोभावना जानने के लिए आज हमारा सौभाग्य है कि आप आए, आपका क्या आशीर्वाद से स्वीकार। तो उन्होंने कहा कि रामचंद्र जी कुछ दिन पहले आए थे, अब तो हम चित्रकूट चले गए हैं, यहाँ पर इसी स्थान पर सोए थे, यहाँ पर मैं और लक्ष्मण बातें कर रहा था, सीता जी के साथ में इसी चिंके के ऊपर में गए, उनके लिए फल रोने लगे, विधि उनकी बंद हो गई। उसको प्रणाम किया संस्थान को, संस्थान को, और प्रणाम करने के बाद में जबकि उनके भावों को देखा तो उनके चरणों में वो और मेरे उनके चरणों में राम गाते थे। भूतल में भक्त जैसा हमारे प्रति किसी का भाव नहीं है, यदि भक्त नहीं जानना होता तो कोई भी भक्ति की जो कहते हैं प्रेम की जो कहते हैं नहीं जानता। बाकी बड़ी प्रशंसा का मुझे और विमर्श की होगी और फिर साझे चलिए मैं आपके साथ में चित्रकूट का काम को ले चलूंगा और आपकी सहायता करूंगा, हमने अपराध किया कि आपसे युद्ध करूंगा, कहीं तो तुमने हमको माफ क्यों नहीं किया? चित्रकूट में पहले तो गए भारद्वाज जी के आश्रम में और जहाँ पर सीता जी को उन्होंने ऐसे आभरण दिए और ऐसा अंगराग दिया जिसको धारण करने से उनको भूख नहीं लगेगी, प्यास नहीं लगेगी, सौंदर्य नहीं दूर होगा, कपड़े मिलेंगे, हर दूर तक और सीता को अपने हाथ से धारण कराया था, पातिव्रत धर्म से शिक्षा की सीता को
अनुसुईया देवी ने,
अनुसुईया
अत्री की पत्नी,
अत्री जी की पत्नी, अत्री जी के पत्नी, और उस स्थान पर गए, उन्होंने उनका आह्वान किया, भगवान ने सारी सेना समेत दशरथ की चतुरंगी सेना के लिए माकुए खीर राबड़ी और क्या क्या अपने जो बल से सब तैयार कर दिया और उनके रहने के लिए अलग अलग भवन काफी ताला गोशाला और क्या क्या बना दिया। जो अयोध्या के वैभव को भी यह माफ कर रहा है, इनकी तपस्या का जिस फिर उनको चरण में नवा करके फिर चित्रकूट को वहां पर क्या हुआ आगे आज यही तक। तो
आठ बजे गए
जल्दी जल्दी नाम इसका टाइम एक बार जॉइन जेन राम इज बिकमिंग किंग एंड मंत्रा वाज गिविंग हर एडवाइस When she was listening to these things from mantra, at that time just she remembered three things all together. She thought probably, now this is my time to adopt some role. She remembered the promise which Dasara gave to her father. The promise was that whoever is a son of my daughter, that is Kekayi, he will become king. And only then her father became ready to get her daughter married to King Dasara. Second, she remembered that her husband, Dasara Maharaj, he became very much pleased on her and said that you should ask for two benedictions. And she said that please keep these benedictions pending for something else. And on the top of it, the third thing which really came in her mind, which was the key point and turning point of everything, that was she remembered that Uncle Ram sitting in her lap said to her that Mata Kekayi, you are my dearest most mother, you will have to adopt a very, very harsh role. I I don't want to become king in Ayodhya first.
Yes,
I had so many things to go to jungle and forest. I have to kill Raman and do so many things. So you will have to arrange everything for me. No one else can do, and I can bank upon you only. These three things came in her mind, and she adopted a very, very advanced role. She became angry. She went in the room where the queen used to go at the time of when they adopt man. She just wore very dirty clothes, and when king came to know that she is this priest, he went there and asked, "What is the matter?" She said, "Do you remember two promises you gave? You have to fulfill them." "Yes, no problem. What is the promises you want from me?" Then she said, "You also remember that you gave one promise to my father?" But he really followed. "You gave my father that, you promised to my father that the child from my womb will become king. So you had to make Bharat king." And that was a shock to Dasharatha. He was all planning to put his son Ram on throne, and he was very much shocked. He said, "Listen, my second promise." "What is that?" "You sent Ram to exile for 14 years. That was intolerable. Dasharatha could not hear and bear it. He just stumbled down and became thin. And he said, "You are so rich, you are so proud. You always said that you are the district to truth. You already stick to your word, and today you are going back from your word. You are unable to tolerate these things." Dasharatha, gathering his power again and again, saying to Ketan, "Okay, your son Bharat will be king, but don't ask, don't insist for Ram to go to exile." He said, "No, what do you think? If Ram will remain here in kingdom, how my son will be able to establish his kingdom? Ram has to leave this kingdom." And it was very, very unpleasant for Dasharatha. He was unable to hear, to tolerate and bear it. The news was given to Lord Ram. And when Ram came in there, and he asked his father, "What happened?" Maharaja Dasharatha was just crying and crying, was unable to say. Then Kekai said, "My dear son, very petty matter. I just asked for two promises, that my son Bharat should become king, and you should go for 14 years in forest. Very, very petty thing. And your father is unable to tolerate and bear it. Tell him." And Ram became very happy. "Oh, father, it's so easy and slow. So, try one thing for me. I am ready. I am very much pleased. My brother Bharat should become king. He is quite capable for it. And for him, I am ready to remain in forest forever, for whole of my life." And then he said, "Yes, I will go. Right now, I will go. Right now. Not even tomorrow. Right now, I will go." And he went to Kaushalya, Mother Kaushalya, touched her feet. Kaushalya thought that probably he has come for asking blessing, because he is going to accept the king's throne. But when he told the whole story, Kaushalya was also shocked. And then Lakshman, when he heard this news, he became very angry. He took his bow and arrow. He said, "My father Dasharatha," he did not call his distant father, "is Dasharatha. He is a lusty person. I will kill him today. How he dare to ask such a thing? Why he is following his wife? Why he is accepting the order of his wife? I will kill him. And this Bharat and Shatruna, I will also kill them." Then Lord Ram said, "Lakshman, cool down. Cool down. You are supposed to please me. You are not able to understand the situation and gravity of the whole circumstances. My father is in a very deep agony, and he is unable even to talk, and you want to fight with him?
He did not interrupt him. He gave a promise to her, his wife, and he is bound to fulfill that promise. Okay, then I will also go with you. And she said, I will also go with you. Ram said, no. The forest is not an easy thing. The path is very difficult. So many mountains, so many ferocious animals and demons. I cannot take you with them. You should remain here in Ayodhya or you may go to Janakpuri to your father's house. He said, my Janakpuri and my Ayodhya is with you only. I will go with you. So Kalia also tried to pacify her, but she said, no, I will go. Now very interesting situation came. Mantra, that maid servant of Kekayi, she bought in her three place clothes for Ram, Sita and Lakshman. The clothes of exile, personal waste, simple type of clothes, sadhu waste. Then Ram accepted it. Then Lakshman and Sita, Lakshman was going to take it with his feet. He became very much angry at on mantra. Why are you giving these clothes to Lakshman? Ram is asked to go to exile, not Lakshman. Lakshman is going out of his own will, so he will hear the same dress which he is wearing. But Lakshman accepted that dress. Then he gave it to Sita. Again, between she and his wife, they really rebuked her. But again, Sita also accepted. They wore those dresses and they went from there. And when they went from there, they went to a kingdom of Bhaktan. He was known as a lord-like person, but he was very great devotee of Lord Ram, Nishad Raj. And when he went there, Nishad Raj welcomed him. Welcomed Ram from the core of his heart, and he said, Ram, you have come to my kingdom. You have promised, you have left your own kingdom, Ayodhya. Now here is my kingdom. I offer it to you. You become king of this place and live here. This is not your country. It is different country. He said, Ram said, no. I have given promise to my father to live in exile. And then it was a nice time to sleep. He offered him those good beds to sleep. But Lord Ram just, he went beneath a tree. And there they spreaded a few straws. And Lakshman spreaded his clothes on that those straws. And Ram and Sita, they slept on that such a simple pot, you can understand, Lakshman, he remained awake and was talking to Nishad Raj and telling the whole story. Just in the midnight when everyone was fall asleep, Lord Ram got up. He made Sita ji also got up. This is the time now we will go from here. Yes, when everyone is sleeping. And, oh Nishad Raj, please arrange for a boatman so that we should cross this Ganges. And this boatman, his name is Kevat. The real name is not given, but name is known as Kevat. Very famous person, dedicated devotee of Lord Ram. Knowing the real personality of Ram, and this Kevat came, he said, oh, I cannot take Ram in my boat. He is a very, very strange person. I heard that some dust of his feet was touched to a stone, and that stone became a woman, very beautiful female. But my boat is wooden boat. If some dust is touched by his feet, then my boat will become also a woman and I will remain of no use. I have already one daughter and it is difficult for me to get her married. What will I do with two daughters? So I have to do one thing if you are ready to come. If you really want to cross the Ganges, Ram said, what do you want? I will clean your feet so that no dust particles will remain on you. He was so clever. And then I will test also. I will just examine it. And he bought a pot, a wooden pot, with a Ganges water. He was Ram. Lord Ram feet as much as possible. That was his really great fortune. And then he said, okay Lord, you touch this wooden pot. And he touched it. And it remained as it is. Well, now you come to my boat. And that way, he made across, he made the they crossed that Ganges and then he took that water as his privilege, gave it to the whole of his family. What has happened to Ayodhya? Oh, two messengers were sent to Bharat and Shatrughan to come back. Why are you calling? Why I am being called there? Those messengers said, One thing I forgot, because I am asked to visit this palace. Well, the important thing is that when Ram and Sita, they got down from the boat at that time, this is a conviction that fear should be given to boatmen. Ram didn't have anything. Then Sita and Sita. Sita also gave up everything. She was not wearing any ornament except the marriage ring. He just took it off, gave it to Ram, and then Ram gave it to Kevin. Here is your seat. Kevin said, Ram, take your seat from the same professional man. What do you mean by same professional man? I am a boatman. He said, you are a boatman. Then boatman said, you are also a boatman. I am making this Ganges to cross, and you are making this ocean to cross. Ocean of birth and death. So when it will be my turn, I will not give anything. And now it is your turn, I am not taking anything. So Gurudev is saying, he was so much beloved of Ram, he already crossed that ocean. And then, when Bharat and Shatrughan, they came back, Sita Ayodhya was totally barren, it was totally a ruined city. No one was there. And when he went into the palace, he was welcomed by his mother and that maid servant Mantha. No one was there. Mother was wearing white clothes without any red sindoor on her head. And she said, Mother, what happened? Where is father? Father is at Kautilya's house. But why you are wearing this white dress without any red sindoor? Oh, he died. Why he died? Oh, beta, oh my son, I did everything for you. I asked that Ram should go for 14 years to exile and you should become king. But this is the only thing that created this whole situation. Oh, Bharat understood it. He became furious. He said, you are not my mother. I would have killed you. But I am afraid that Ram will not like it. So in order to please Ram, I am leaving you, but you are no more my mother. And Shatrughan, when he saw that maid servant, just put a very, very big stick to her, and he was so much in agony that Bharat stopped him. And Bharat said, tomorrow I will go with Vishit and mother to Ram and to bring him back. We will take everything for his abhishek and all. We will give him stone. I am not ready to accept this kingdom. And then they went. Next day, Bharat started going to Ram. Then Bharat decided to go. Then each and every person of Ayodhya said, we will also go. The whole army started moving with Bharat. All the public, everyone who was there, they started going with Bharat. And there was a big accompanying with Bharat. Bharat was going there. Meanwhile, Lord Ram left the place of Nishad Raj. He went to one rishi. There he met the wife of Atre Rishi, Arundhati. Anusuya. She gave a very, very mysterious dress to Sita ji. That was a dress. When Sita wore it, that dress never became dirty. And she gave such a beauty, a mysterious makeup to Sita ji that will never make her, that she would not have any necessity to do any bath or anything. She will always remain fresh, ever fresh. That is a real cosmetic, I can say.
No hunger.
No hunger.
No.
No thirst. No hunger. No tiredness. Ever fresh. Clothes will always remain fresh. No need to take bath also. This was really a very good. That was given by Anusuya to Sita ji. Then they went to the ashram of Bharadwaj Rishi. And at Bharadwaj Rishi, they went to Chitrakoot. When Bharat was going to meet Ram and he came to the kingdom of Nishad Raj, then Nishad Raj had suspicion. He thought that Bharat is so much against of Ram that he is coming to kill Ram with his whole army. Why is he coming to this whole army? So he was very much suspicious on the intention of Bharat. And he was ready to kill Bharat because he was thinking that Bharat is having some mela fight intention, not bona fide. Then one of his ministers said, no, first you should examine him, then you should kill him. Well, Bharat came there. Bharat asked the Nishad Raj, my brother came here? Yes, my brother came here. Nishad Raj was bold. He slept here. He was the straw on the street of night. This was the place where I and Lakshman were talking. When he was saying this thing, Bharat just rolled down on the floor at that place and he started crying. Then Nishad Raj understood that how much he was. How much affection he is having for Bharat. Nishad Raj came to know that Lord Ram was saying right, that Bharat is very much dedicated devotee of Ram. Bharat is a real symbol of bhakti. And then Bharat went to Lord Ram, where the Ram was staying. And when he reached there, at that time, when he reached there, and they had a very long discussion talk. This will be taken, I think, next day. And put a stop in here. God bless
you. I will see you tomorrow. After the good and bad.
You have to stay some days to finish.
What?
You have to stay some days to finish.
Okay. One day more.
An opening day, the PWCT of Bharat, he came out with some sweet rice. The Dasadu Maharaj donated the sweet rice to Kausala Devi and Kaikeyi Devi. And Kausala Devi and Kaikeyi, both of them, gave some part of their sweet rice to Sumitra Devi. So from Kausala, Ram took part from over Kausala Devi, Bharat from Kaikeyi Devi, and both Kausala, Mother Kausala and Mother Kaikeyi gave some part of their charu. So Sumitra Devi gave twin sons. So eldest son Lord Ramchandra, after that Bharat, after that Lakshman and Shatrughna. He has seen all these in his plan. So childhood pastimes and others he has seen in plan. After that, we will just say again, Hare Krishna.
What is happening?
And took that by her own hand. After the Dasara Indian winner encountered the Devan, after finishing fighting, he entered Kaikeyi and told that you can ask some two benedictions. Kaikeyi began to laugh, you are my husband, so I help you for this thing, so I don't like any benediction. Dasara said, no, no, you have to ask some benediction. Okay, when time will come, I will ask for this. It is just before we meet you for my future, when Chandra myself ask for the son. So, Valmiki Rishi has seen his pastime also in his son, Hare Krishna.
Ramchandra ji, all ye sab bachpan mein kaise gurukul mein gaye aur kathun parisham ki shiksha di, ye bhi dekha. Iske baad mein dekha कैसे राम को अभी प्यार करती है. एक दिन राम उसकी गोदी में बैठकर बातचीत कर रहे हैं और कैसे ही अपनी गोदी में बिठाकर उसे प्यार कर रही है। राम ने उनसे कहा, मैया मैं तुमसे एक चीज चाहता हूँ। तो क्या चाहता हूँ? कहो, मैं दे दूंगी सब कुछ, जो इसे चाहे मैं वही दे दूंगी, तुम्हारे लिए कुछ भी अव्यय नहीं। उन्होंने कहा, मैं चाहता हूँ कि मैं देवताओं के किसी कार्य के लिए कुछ काम करना चाहता हूँ, और बिना तुम्हारी कृपा के होगा नहीं। इसे तुम महाराज दशरथ से ये दो बार मांगना जो तुम्हारे अभी मंगनी के पड़ी हुए हैं, भरत जी का राज्याभिषेक हो उनके बाद, और रामचंद्र जी का 14-12 ये तुमको हमको देना होगा। उपाय सुन करके कहते जो सन लगाई गई चिंता नहीं कर सकती, ये क्या कहे हम, तो ये तो मेरे द्वारा होगा, तो फिर मुझे वरदान किस लिए, अब तो आपको करना पड़ेगा, नहीं तो हमारा सब काम और कृषि में आना हमारा सन देवताओं का कार्य। अंत में बड़े स्वयं से कहा सुनकर के उन्होंने कहा, अच्छा तो मैं जगत में मुख नहीं निकला सकती, तो मेरे लिए इतना तो करो। बहुत ही बिखरे बड़ों की बात थी, रामचंद्र जी के ये दो निवेदन की बात भी पहले ही भूल गई, राम जी भूल गए, दशरथ जी भूल गए, पुरानी वाली बात ये इसके दर से पैदा होने वाला ही राज्य जी पर बैठेगा, तो इसी क्रम से सब कुछ भूल गए। भूलने के बाद में फिर विश्वामित्र जी के साथ में राम और लक्ष्मण जी, विश्वामित्र जी अपने जगह की रक्षा के लिए उनसे मांगा, महाराज दशरथ महाराज मुझे कुछ आपको देना होगा तो सब कुछ दूंगा,
दे सकता हूँ
आपके लिए जो प्राण की जरूरत हो दूंगा, मैं भी प्रॉब्लम उन्होंने कहा, मैं आपके दो पुत्रों को कुछ समय के लिए चाहता हूँ, हमारा जगह चल रहा है सिद्धाश्रम में और आज तक लोग पूरे नहीं कर रहे थे, मैंने उसे मारने में खूब समर्थ हूँ, किंतु हमारा जो भी नष्ट हो, हमारा जो तपस्या होगा उसका बहुत सब नष्ट हो जाए, और इसी लोग भी वहाँ पर हैं उनको खा जाते हैं, वो हाड़ और मांस की वर्षा करते थे, मदिरा को शांत कर, इसलिए आप राम लक्ष्मण दशरथ जी ने कहा, हमारे जो दूसरे बच्चे अभी ये क्या कर सकते हैं, मैं खुद चलूंगा चतुर्मुखी सेना के साथ में और वहाँ पर उन राक्षसों को मार दूंगा, तो ये आपके द्वारा संभव नहीं है। राम लक्ष्मण को साधारण मत समझिए, ये नारायण के जैसे गुण वाले आप बड़े समर्थ हैं, इनको कुछ बल प्राप्त है या क्या, ये सब कर रहे हैं। महाराज दशरथ जी सुन नहीं रहे, विश्वामित्र जी आए, वशिष्ठ जी इनको समझा, इसमें आपका और सबका कल्याण है, इन दोनों का भी कल्याण है, मैं देख रहा हूँ, इसलिए आपको चिंता मत करें। इनको लेकर के गए और बीच में राम को उन्होंने धनुषास्त्र के कुछ वाण और विद्याएं दी। जब वहां सिद्धाश्रम में पहुंचे उस समय में सारा राक्षसी तार के समान लंबी विराट आकार वाली राक्षसी और उसके दो पुत्र मालिक और सुबाहु ये सिद्धाश्रम के रावण की छावनी के लिए कर्मकर्ता थे। ये लोग ऋषियों को खा जाते, उनके यज्ञ भी ध्वंस कर देते, इसलिए राम ने पहले आप लोग यज्ञ आरंभ करें, और पहले तो रास्ते में ही सहायता मिली और उनको मारना चाहा, उन्होंने सब भी धनुष पर बाण चढ़ाए और उसको वो तो काफी काफी मर गए, और मालिक और सुबाहु फिर आए यद्यपि ध्वंस करने के लिए, सुबाहु को तो वहां पर मार डाला और मालिक को बाण मारा तो वो लंका में जाकर उसको याद थी। इस तरह से ये चरित्र को भी देखा। सुनते हैं रावण जी किसी समय अयोध्या में सरयू नदी के किनारे राम अपने भाइयों के साथ में वो पीड़ा कर रहे हैं और उस समय में रावण जैसे दिग्विजय के लिए निकला था वो कैसे अयोध्या पहुंच गया और मगर का उदाहरण करके राम को निकल जाना चाह राम को रावण तो राम के पैर के ठोकर से आया था मारा कि वो कहां जाकर थे तो ऐसी भी कथाएं आती हैं। इसके बाद में चिंता बंद करके महाराज विश्वामित्र जी ने कहा महाराज जनक का एक निमंत्रण पत्र है उनकी कन्या जो भूमि से निकली है उनका कर्तव्य है और विश्व में सुंदरी है मैं चाहता हूँ कि जब निमंत्रण आया है तो तुम मेरे साथ में करोड़ स्वर्गर को देखेंगे कैसा संभव होता है वहाँ देश विदेश के समस्त राजकुमार लोग राजा लोग आएंगे और उसमें एक धनुष है जो गद्दी के हार का जो बना हुआ
वज्र
था उसी का से और एक बना था उसी का धनुष है वो कितना लंबा चौड़ा है दस सहस्त्र लोग भी मिलकर के उसको उठा देंगे और पिता जी ने एक दिन खेली में उसको हटा दिया और उसको रोज उसकी पूजा कर तो देख करके महाराज जनक ने प्रतिज्ञा की जो इस धनुष को तोड़ेगा इस पर बाण चढ़ा देगा उसके साथ में अपनी कन्या का विवाह तो चंदक को देखना है तो तुम लोग भी चलो तो वो लोग भी तैयार हो गए। रास्ते में जाते जाते एक पत्थर की शिला पड़ी बड़ा निर्जन वर्ग बड़ी सुरम्य किंतु कोई नहीं एक पत्थर पड़ा था। रामचंद्र जी ने पूछा ढूंढे ये बड़ा निर्जन वन बड़ा सुंदर एक पौधे सब अच्छे हैं किंतु उससे कोई आता नहीं क्या था तो ये गौतम ऋषि का आश्रम है वो वहां पर तपस्या करते और उनकी बड़ी सुंदरी तीसरी थी क्या उसने कुछ इंद्र और चंद्र जान करके भी कुछ समझ करके भी मैंने कुछ क्या किया सतीत्व को नष्ट किया इसलिए उसको जान करके उन्होंने गौतम ने उनको और उनको भी समझा पाते तुमने जान करके समझ करके भी तुमने उनको रोका नहीं जाओ पाकान बन जाओ रोने लगी अच्छा ठीक है भगवान राम का अवतार होगा वो अपने बहन से भी बात करने अवतार हो जाएगा तो शुद्ध होकर के हमारे पास में देखते इस तरह से इस चीज को भी देखा तो जिस प्रकार से राम ने अपने पैर से स्पष्ट किया था कि साथ में परम सुंदरी नारी बन गई और राम को चार तरफ से प्रणाम किया और फिर अपने पति के पास में ये पता फिर वो जनकपुर में तो माता कोई देवी एंड मिस्टर इज टू लव राम फॉर द हर्ट एंड लक्ष्मण कंसर्न जब कोई इन ब्रॉज ऑल मदर विल गो इन टू लास्ट बिकम मोर देन देयर ओन सन तो इसलिए मैं कोई देवी एंड सुमित्रा इज टू लव राम मोर देन देयर ओन सन वन इन चाइल्डहुड लव राम took seat on the lap of Mother Kaike Devi and touching her skin told, Oh my dear mother, I want some benediction for you. We have to do that. I came in this world to fulfill some work of Devi God. So you okay? What you like, I can do for you, no problem. The Ram said, yes, you have to promise. So you, yes, no problem. Which you want, I can do that. Then Lord Ram told, Oh my mother, you remember? My father wants to give him two benedictions. He said he was a cow for you in his future. So when my father arranged for my odyssey in kingdom as a jubilant, means to be king after Mother Yasoda, then he asked two benedictions that Bharat will be king and Lord Ram will be exiled for 14 years. So sir, firstly, hearing is just come down. How possible? I could not do this. Lord Ramchand, oh mother, if you not do, then I could not do my any work. So you must have to do. So somehow other, Koiki became a dream. After some time, due to time, and especially the influence of
जब मैं अब लड़ रामचंद्र कौशल्या प्रजाति लड़ राम एंड कौशल You can ask for me, whether I can offer my life for your service. Because if I told, I want of your two sons, Ram, Sridhar and Lakshman. That's what my heart is not empty. But what purpose you want? I am doing fire sacrifice. But the demon always rescuing my fire sacrifice. I am able to kill them, but my result or fruit of my hostility will go away. I don't like all these things, but I want both of them. That's the question. They are too small like Delhi. They are big cities have not come yet. So I can go with my all kinds of soldiers, so I can protect your sanctity and kill the demon. Vishnu told, don't think the Rama Lakshman is an ordinary boy. They are very qualified and very expert. They can be that protect my family by still have to give them for some time. In the meantime, Guru and priest of Dr. Maharaj arrived there named Vasishtha. He told, oh, him, don't worry at all. I will still implant if you donate them for some time. It is hospital for Hindu and for your dynasty and both of Lord Ram and Sri Ram and Lakshman. Let them go, no problem. On the way to this ashram, I asked, Vishwanathan Ji was arranging for sacrifice near, at present time near Buxar. So, and the Siddhashram. So, on the way, Taruka Rakshati came there. Taruka means that he was sort of like a palm tree. Like Paragatu killed Dhanukasin from Talwan, the same palm tree. So tall. So, Lord Ram, kill her very easily. After that, Lord Ram requests Vishwamitra and others to start fire sacrifice. They start fire sacrifice, Marita Subahu came there. As before, they used to throw so many bones and wine to destroy the fire sacrifice. They start there to do so. Lord Ram shoots that Subahu and by another arrow, he throw the mari in the midst of ocean near Lanka. After this finishing all this fire sacrifice, completing, Vishwamitra told to Sri Ram and Lakshman, one ambassador letter came from the king of Mithila. He wants to arrange Sarambar Sabha to choose own bridegroom for her daughter. The arranging and invited invitation has come from me. So both of you can come with me. And you know, he has one bow made of the bone of the Vijirishi. And one was the thunderbolt of Indra, and next was one bow that is very long and very heavy. Every 10,000 heroes could not lift it up and easily. What principality was, quite a young girl, she lifted it up very easily by her left hand and cleaned the so, bottom part of the earth. So, Maharaj Dasarath promised, who can clean it up the bow? I can arrange marriage ceremony with my daughter only for that fellow, not others. So, you can come with me and you can see also what kind of bow and who can clean it up and what kind of festival will be there. And all of you can see there, Hare Krishna.
In the way, they cut that stone and become a very beautiful lady. And she was Ahilya, the wife of Gautam
Rishi. English
कर
दिए sir. हाँ.
Not
so. नहीं बता दिया. English में तो बोल ही
नहीं रहे ना. तो इन्होंने छोड़ दिया.
अच्छा बादाम.
So that lady was wife of Then
Ahilya did parikrama of Ram and went to him, her wife, her husband. And then Ram reached in Janak. When Janak heard that Ram, Vishwamitra Rishi has come with two boys,
beautiful princess
of Ayodhya, Rajkumar, and then he himself came with Vishanna of Ahilya and his Purohi, Guru, Purohi,
Lord,
priest of Maharaj Jara, Satananda. And then he gave a beautiful scene out of the city, but nearer to the city, and a beautiful God. Today now, time is over.
Yes.
So tomorrow and day after tomorrow, until I am here, I will speak about Ram Katha. But two times he is speaking.
What is that?